Galnet News Digest, 8th of December 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, beta balancing clears the cosmos. Buckyball complaints intensify. Ta-ta to Ramtar. GIMP 2 gets going in battle to beat mods. Beta balancing clears the cosmos. Rumours of infinite wealth and unlimited engineer upgrades have taken many commanders back to their bedrooms this week. Reports have emerged of changes to the way engineer upgrades will be paid for, and of closer linking of scanners to the performance of gimbaled weaponry. Just how much credence can be given to these reports is unclear. Our informants have been mumbling incoherently about starting off in the galaxy with a billion credits, and of engineer upgrades being bought with one fish. It all sounds a bit too good to be true. In related news, the Core Dynamics Corporation has announced a new ship control system to be launched early next year. Called the Performance System 4, it provides easy control of your ship using a handheld system and a crystal-clear forward view through your cockpit window. The promotional video also shows the use of co-pilots and pilots with heads, an innovation not yet adopted in the current system. When questioned by reporters, a spokesman said, "I'm a PC game? No, I'm not." Who on earth would say a silly thing like that? Buckyball complaints intensify. Complaints have been mounting about the Buckyball Racer's Nature Trail and Memorial Drive. The drive takes visitors to the site of a crashed alien spaceship, which members of the Apocalypticon faith claim is sacred to their slightly nutty religion. The Apocalypticons are campaigning to have the crash site protected by law, and have said that they'll continue to complain bitterly until the Buckyball Racers apologise. The nature trail is due to close on Saturday. Ta-ta to Ramtar. Nutty Professor Ramtar has departed for the stock after his laboratory was vandalised. Speaking from his new secure laboratory at Phoenix Base, Tar claimed that an organised campaign was being mounted to prevent him from discovering the secret of the ancient ruins. The secret of the ruins is actually fairly obvious. With 6 glowing movable objects and 6 fixed glowing panels, it's clearly a logic puzzle designed by aliens to test the intelligence of canon interstellar. GIMP 2 gets going in battle to beat mods. The Hutton truckers are preparing a mercy mission to cure Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome, mods. The only known cure is liberal application of Hutton mugs, and now that scientists have discovered that the outbreaks are restricted to locations with Hutton in the name, a cure for all the affected systems seems feasible. In related news, truckers have been told that by installing a spy in the cab called the Hutton Trucker Tracker, they could benefit from lower insurance premiums. The tracker also means that the trucker leader, Alvin DeFeer, can tell what truckers need to be put on the naughty step. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.